rejoice. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. I'm in Galatians chapter 4, page 232. Page 232, if you got a Bible like mine. Galatians chapter 4. We just joined somebody at 10:30, Augusta. They'll survive. Give me a little comfort to some of them tobacco farmers down there. Jimmy Swagalong's been dumping on. For it is written that Abraham had two sons. Now, we were on this the other night. I want to go a little further tonight. I born you. That's a good song, isn't it? I used to play that on my saxophone. I may play that again. It is written. Well, let's back up. Tell me, ye that desire to be under law, why don't you read it? This is part of the law, too. Tell me, ye that desire to be under law, do ye not hear the law? See, it's right there. I'm reading King James. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid. I'm going to stay with this subject until it finally settles in. Maybe I'll encourage some preacher tonight to have the guts to get up and preach the gospel. He may get voted out tomorrow, but I'll guarantee you if he moves around the corner, he'd fill a building with a church of free people. Won't some of you guys break the shackles off? Worst you'll lose is your insurance, your retirement, your parsonage. Move on down the street. I'll fill your place with king's houses. It'll take care of you and me, too. I'll have Ron sing East Berlin Walls in a minute. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? I love these people that have superior knowledge of the Scripture. It just does these little nitpickers in. Satan tried to misquote Scripture to Jesus. Boy, he nailed him down, didn't he? Now, here goes Paul. Once these Judaizers come along, just out of the Glad Tidings Bible Institute of Jerusalem. Paul was a seminarian par excellence. He really knew his stuff. Okay, you want to talk about the law? Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? See, when you have an accident, that little even development of the ash sort of gets interfered with. It's your guitar that did it. Where's Dan? It's his guitar that did it. You got to educate that guitar to walk softly around a nice piece of ash like that. Tell me, I warn you, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it's written that Abraham had two sons, the one with a bondmaid, the other with a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. You can produce children with Abraham's traits. Fleshly product. Nobody's probably ever even thought of this. I'll bet you a dollar that Ishmael looked like Abraham. You lay them two brothers down and take a picture of them. They resemble one another. There is a possibility that Ishmael may even have looked more like Abraham than Isaac. Now, there's something to think about. But he was the product of the flesh. He who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. Do you read me? Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, or testaments. The one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Agar. Now, I'm going to try to interpret this in a way that will insult the intelligence of my crowd. Jesus was Joshua as a name carried over into the Greek. How do you say Peter in Spanish? Come on, you Spanish people. Somebody tell me. Shout it out. Pedro? How do you say it in Italian? Pietro. Same name. Joshua said in Greek was Jesus. Hagar in the Old Testament, because the New Testament is Greek, becomes Agar in Greek. So he's talking about that handmaiden that Abram went in the tent with and produced Ishmael. And he says, this is an allegory. This Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. When God called Moses up to Mount Sinai and gave him the law, God was doing what he did so often. He chose a people to be his oracle. And if they, an oracle means God's word. In a world that had departed from God's revelation, God chose a man, Abram, and determined that his descendants would become his oracle. Through them, God would reveal his word, his plan. And they didn't want to do it lots of times. It didn't matter. God would so control their life, he would make their history like a drama on the stage of time tell the story. We have playwrights who write a play, not just to entertain you, but to get a message across. God made these Israelites in their ups and downs, in their good times and bad times, under his control, act out a drama with a message. Now, there are people still today trying to cram Sinai down our throat. This Agar is Mount Sinai. God given the law, and the keeping of the law is Agar. Come and sing it. East Berlin walls. And I'll continue.
Preachers, they must there be seen. Be upset or acting mean. Musicians must not play too loud. Pretending like that worldly crowd. I don't like.
The doctor is in. Not a lot of hoopy, just straight talk. with Dr. Gene Scott.
Oh, how the people say, don't do this, do that, then God will love you.
You're listening to the University Network, The Unchannel, with Dr. Gene Scott on 99.5 KHOF FM, Los Angeles.
God don't like it too.
I want you to listen to this. I'm in Galatians chapter 4, page 232, if you've got a Bible like mine. Somebody gave me a Zeno Davidoff Cuban cigar. I'm beginning to like these things. I circumcised it before I started, made it spiritual. which things are an allegory? That's what I said. Which things are an allegory? Which things are an allegory? Well, I'll tell you which things are an allegory. Abraham going in the tent and dinging Hagar. That's what he did do. He didn't sit there and say, Lord, he may have got on his knees, but not to pray. Now, the evangelists you listen to tomorrow will never tell you things like this. They're creatures of tradition, like I was. When I was a kid, I remember R.T. Collier. I went out to visit him on a farm the very first time. We sat on the fence and watched some cows. And a bull. Never seen anything like that before. And R.T. told me that's the way my mother and dad made me. I hit him so hard, I bet he still feels it. What do you mean telling me my mother and dad act like that? My dad was a preacher. I went home and I looked at my mother and dad. And I said, do you know what R.T. Collier told me? Ever after, I saw them in a different light. I'd look at my dad preaching and I'd sit there. All I'd been able to do up till that time was take the hymn book and you sort of go through it and read the titles. I mean, it was a shocking revelation to me. I looked at myself in a new light. And that's where my education began. I mean, I didn't start with birds and bees. I mean, I started with real live cows and... I'd collected bees. I'd never seen anything like that. Where'd we get the idea of birds and bees that teach us things like this? My dad was a preacher. Then I began to look over some of the people in the congregation. Now, I always had a fertile imagination, even when I was a kid. Week after week, I entertain myself with imagination. I'd look around in the church. There's one old fat fella, he used to lead song service. He'd stand at the altar. We could always tell when he was doing something no good. He'd have a spiritual fit. And I'd sit there and look at him jiggle while he'd scream and caterwaul and bellow like a stuck hog, trying to reestablish his spiritual image, and I'd think of that bull and those cows. Gave me a whole new viewpoint of my brother and sister. Took about 2 weeks for R.T. Collier to have the swelling go down on him. I laid one on him good. Say, don't talk that way about my mom and dad. My dad's a preacher. He's a Christian. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which I bet you never ever had the Bible quite taught to you so meaningfully. The one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. You look in the margin, it says, and is in the same rank as Jerusalem. Which now is. Now you want me to apply that? Where do you go to church? That's laying the law on you. Thou shalt and thou shalt not. Thou shalt and thou shalt not. That's Christianity. Before you get in every church. First church of the do's, the do this, and the don't do that. Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and answereth to the church that you go to, the city that's laying it on you, and is in bondage with her children. The church is Agar and the children they produce. They have all of Abram's traits. You look at them, they look like him. Bondage. You read me? Paul's pretty sensible, isn't he? I mean, he was laid the word down the way they hadn't heard it before. He must have shocked the living daylights out of them. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free. Jerusalem didn't have to be as rank as Sinai. The pattern should be Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. We, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit. Now, do you understand why, you that listen to me, you're being persecuted by those children of modern day Sinai's? He that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit. Even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Put up with them. Be tolerant. Bend to their will. Cater to them. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Come on, say it with me. Cast out the bondwoman. Kick her asteroid out in the street. Cast out the bondwoman. See, when we get going, nothing bothers me. Don't worry about it. Cast out the bondwoman. Huh? Get them off your back. And her son. Well, you know, there's going to be some innocent offspring hurt. You leave that. Yeah. You just leave that to God. Get them off your back. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Do you realize this is just blowing people's minds if they'll listen to Paul for a minute? You mean, them people have been casting me out for my cigar are the ones that should be out? That's what it says. Who was God's apostle to the Gentiles? Who are we? Well, cast the old broad out. And her frickin' little peanut head carrying her message forward. Give old Ishmael the shaft.
Oh, how well do I remember
Boy, I do. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Did you like the sound of that? Children of the free. Ha, ha, ha. Children of the free. Enough to make you go out and party tonight. You know what you ought to do tomorrow? You ought to just knock the doors of my church down tomorrow. Come in there and sing. I mean, when Dad gets up there tomorrow and sings, "He Set Me Free," you ought to make the wall shake. Children of the free. Is this a temporary thing? If you let it, you don't have to. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You better watch out. Ishmael and his mom are out there trying to lasso you morning, noon, and night. They'll drag you into their tent and call it home. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, I mean, what's circumcision mean? The external conformity to the children of bondage. Take on their mark. Bear the pain. And show off your conformity. I'll tell you what will happen. Christ will profit you nothing. You've got pain, conformity, and bondage. And Christ's work has no effect or application to you. Do you know how many of you people are listening to me tonight that have annulled the work of Christ in your life? Well, my relatives are on me all the time. Ishmael was Isaac's brother. His relative. For I testify again to every man that's circumcised, he's debtor to the whole law. If Christianity is conformity to any one of those jots and tittles, if the judgment of whether or not you're a Christian is performance and conformity and showing off that conformity, you got to do it all. Not just that little portion that the Baptists have adopted for them. Not just that portion that the assemblies are majoring in. Not just that portion the Nazarenes have made their hobby. Not just that portion that have majored on bobbed hair. Not bobbing it, that is. Not just that limited viewpoint that Swagalong lays on you or Jerry Fallbad is majoring on. not just that conformity. And somebody else is baking you into or robbing you out of or poop offing on you. Some of them are looking at me right now, seeing this cigar, and they're saying, see, he's not circumcised. I circumcised this cigar.